From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Dr. Andrea Cricket Coleman of Clapperick has resigned as Columbia County Coroner, effective July 13th. Coleman held the office since January 1st, less than 8 months. She said her resignation was for, and I quote, personal reasons, end quote. Coleman replaced longtime county coroner Angelo Nero by beating former Germantown supervisor Roy Brown in November. Coleman said in a statement, and I quote, "It has been an absolute privilege to have run and become elected here, but mostly a privilege to have been able to serve those that I have, even if for such a short time. I have learned a tremendous amount about the people of Columbia County and am a better person for it," end quote. Coleman will move back to New York City to work as a medical examiner there, she said. Coleman and her husband took up full-time residence in Columbia County in 2014. She was previously employed as a medical examiner at the Dutchess County Medical Examiner's Office in Poughkeepsie. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said he will consult with the County Board of Elections and the county attorney to determine next steps. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro, July 16th, accused Governor Andrew Cuomo's reelection team of potentially violating federal privacy laws by recruiting SUNY students who benefited from the Excelsior Scholarship Program to participate in a political ad promoting its benefits. Molinaro said Cuomo's campaign may have violated the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, or FERPA. Molinaro said during a press conference held on the steps of the state capitol, and I quote, "Federal law precludes the sharing of specific private information about students, and the governor's campaign violated that for political benefit. Students who benefit from a scholarship are not playthings in a political campaign. They're just not," end quote. A Cuomo campaign spokesperson said the office obtained the student names from a publicly available list of approximately 20 invitees to the governor's State of the State in January. Those students were invited to the event by school administrators who would have had access to student information. Cuomo's office noted that FERPA regulations bind universities, not state government. The Excelsior Scholarship enables full-time SUNY and CUNY students with household incomes under $100,000 to receive free tuition. Read the full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Hunter is considering the installation of electric car charging stations. The town board heard a presentation on the proposal July 17th by State Power Authority Senior Business Development Representative Jessica Waldorf. The Hunter Mountain Resort currently has one electrical charging outlet for vehicles. The installation of one station can cost up to $20,000, but the town would be eligible for various state rebate programs, some which would cover 80% of the total cost. And as long as the stations are installed on property open for public use, the town is able to receive the rebates, Waldorf said. Based on population and traffic flow, a town similar to Hunter would typically install two dual-port stations, Waldorf said. Hunter is one of four Greene County towns named to the list of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Climate Smart Communities, along with Cairo, Jewett, and the Village of Catskill. Board member Sean Mahoney said, and I quote, "We see it. People are driving through here with electric vehicles, so we need to support that," end quote. Town Board member Dolph Semenza Sr. said many visitors from New York City come to Tannersville in electrical vehicles that have to be charged before their return trip. Hunter would join other municipalities in Greene and Columbia counties that are installing electric charging stations, including Tannersville, Hillsdale, Chatham, and Kinderhook. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. Incumbent Andrew Cuomo leads Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon by 36 points in a Quinnipiac University poll released July 18th. Quinnipiac polling analyst Mary Snow said in a statement, and I quote, "New Yorkers say they want a gubernatorial candidate with experience in politics over someone new to it. Democrats, non-white voters, and women in particular lead the charge in that preference, end quote. This is the second straight poll by one of the institutes that regularly surveys New Yorkers in which Cuomo has shown a lead of 35 points or more. In a hypothetical scenario in which all gubernatorial candidates remain on the ballot in November, Cuomo would win with 43% of the vote. Republican Mark Molinaro would receive 23%, and Nixon, running on the Working Families Party line, would get 13%. Third-party candidates Stephanie Miner, Howie Hawkins, and Larry Sharp would divide 6% of the vote. 14% of respondents remain undecided. The poll surveyed 934 voters, including 415 Democrats, from July 12th through 16th. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.